The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
We've decided to give the full half hour to sort of looking at the things that are likely to be most relevant to you. And Charlie, the first thing I want to bring up, because a number of people yesterday did get in contact about it, and Nancy Fallon from KPMG was with us, and it wasn't clear to her from the budget speech. Yeah, there's a special benefit that can go to employees, a tax-free payment. Well, it's not a payment as such. It doesn't go through the tax and PRSI. It's like a bonus of up to a grand that you can get in the way of gift cards or vouchers or whatever. Very handy way of paying a nice bonus to people. Now, actually, funnily enough, one thing that did strike me is when it went up first, it was introduced to €500. Then it went to €1,000. Yesterday, it was put up to €1,500. If a company doesn't give you the full amount, be it the €1,000 an hour, the €1,500, you're likely to have an awful lot of fed up employees thinking the miserable gits only gave us £500 when they could give us £1,000. But anyway, the question is, when does the £1,500 kick in?
You're right, Matt. This is going to cause a bit of resentment. It puts a bit of pressure on private sector employers in particular to give this. This is a tax-free benefit you're entitled to get. You're right. It goes up from €1,000 currently. And they can break it into two payments at the moment, and then it goes to 1,500. But it's not until January, I'm told by the Department of Finance, that new 1,500.
Because that's
and
relevant.
They can give it to you in five different, they can break it into five amounts as long as it doesn't go over 1,500.
Well, it's a couple of things strike me in relation to that is that last year when it was announced in the budget, it was brought in immediately, I think, so that people could get the benefit of it before Christmas. You would think with the general election almost certainly to be in November that they would want more money in people's pockets going in to vote. That said, if a company was going to give the full 1,500, and as I said, I know some of them who are too miserable and won't give the full 1,500, they could give 1,000 now, and then a 500 extra gift voucher in January would be very welcome for a lot of people, wouldn't it?
It certainly would, and you know, and you're right, gift voucher, Matt, it tends to be, they can't give it in cash, so it tends to be one for all vouchers or perks cards or whatever, or clever cards. You know, there's a lot of those companies doing that.
And it's money going back into the economy. And I suppose the state then actually manages to get the VAT off it.
Of course they do, yeah. No, it's a great scheme. It's very popular. And you know, it does raise the bar. You're right, it was only €500 when it was initially announced, brought in 2019. Then when COVID came along, they increased it to €1,000. It's now going up from next year to 1,500. And, you know, it's also good value for employers. There's no tax to be paid on it. That's the whole thing here. You know, it's a tax-free payment as long as it's not a cash gift that companies can give you to just go out and buy the vouchers. And it's a great boost to Christmas. It pays for the food and some of the presents in a lot of households.
Is it a private sector initiative, though? I mean, is it that will the HSE start paying nurses in these vouchers of bonuses? Would schools be able to? They wouldn't have the money to actually be giving these to teachers, for example, would they?
I understand it's largely the private sector, you know. I mean, you know, and the public sector people, you know, it can be argued they're pretty well paid anyway. But, you know, it's largely the private sector. Look, there probably is some state, semi-state public bodies that do pay it, but it generally is a private sector bonus for people, essentially. A Christmas bonus, and it goes down really well.
But there's no obligation on companies to pay it. I'm sort of hammering on about this.
This does just puts the pressure on, Matt, now. You know, the excuses here now can't, you know, it's not extra tax, it's not extra. It's a little bit of administration because they have to fill out a form and tell revenue that they're paying it. But it does really kind of put it up to a company, you know, if they're being mean about a pay rise, you can go to them and say, well, come on here, give us a decent amount in under. You can go up to 1,500 next year. You can go up to €1,000 this year with that bonus, that small benefit exemption. Give us a good chunk of that, or give it all, give it as much as you can give us, you know.
Okay, well, let's go through some of the other things that relate to personal finances and the budget. The tax situation, the USC for incomes up to 70,000, a reduction of 4% to 3% in relation to that. It's costing the state €540 million in foregone tax, which is only a fraction of all of the money that was been thrown around yesterday. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they didn't go further, would that suggest that any idea that this emergency tax from 2010 is ever going to be gotten away with can be forgotten? The government is, whatever government's in power, is going to keep it.
They are, unfortunately, Matt, and Jack Chambers, the finance minister, was asked about that. And he said, look, it raises between 4 and 5 billion euros. I can't just walk away from it, because a lot of people would like to see the end of it. When you tell them that, you know, there's a big cut in the USC, the kind of middle rate, so the income between 25,000 and 70,000, that rate has gone from 4% to 3%. That is a big cut, the biggest cut we've seen in this. But, you know, most people are kind of underwhelmed because they'd like to see the back of this thing. They hate it. There's a small change in the 2% rate. You can earn a bit more on the 2% rate. But, you know,
so it basically means anyone on the new minimum wage of what is it, €13.70 or €13.80?
It's going to go up to €13.50.
€13.50. That anyone on the minimum wage will not end up paying USC on any of their income.
That's the whole thing here, yeah. We have a big chunk of people who don't, on low incomes, who don't pay USC or income tax. But, the entry point is now going to go to 27,382 before you pay USC. So look at it. I mean, that's significant. It's huge. But as you know, people are deeply resentful of this tax. They'd like to see the back of it. But I just can't see any government. I mean, you know, they can make what promises they like. There are very few governments that are going to be able to walk away from 4.5 to 5 billion euros in revenue every year from workers.
Okay, listener says, I think that's very disrespectful to business owners to call them miserable if they're not giving employees the full 1,500 euro bonus. Try running your own business and then call employers miserable if unable to fork out that amount. Well, effectively, I do run my own business, but there you go. Another one here that says, I'm a sole trader. Can I give myself a 1,500 bonus from my business? I don't think you can.
Look, there's other things they can claim back. If you're self-employed, you'll be putting in a tax return soon. There's plenty of things you can claim back on. You can get you can get off what you have to file. You can put a lot of your profits towards your pension, for example. You know, is it that there's different rules for the self-employed?
Although it was brought up at a conference I was at this morning, a post-budget conference at KPMG, and it was pointed out that there had been a commitment in the programme to government to remove the surcharge on incomes to the self-employed of over 100,000, where there's an extra 3%, where it brings it up to 11%
USC. That's USC, yeah.
And that wasn't dealt with at all. I see Simon Harris recently was saying it'd be a commitment for Fine Gael in their manifesto. Right. But although it was in the programme for government, nothing was done about it. Here's a great one. James says, I work in construction and vouchers were given out to certain employees and not others. Mm-hmm. Then we heard months later that supervision kept the vouchers for themselves. It's all greed.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Well, look at, you know, I mean, you know, who can legislate for that? And you can't blame the government over that one. That they need to take some action on that. That's outrageous.
Another one says, does this mean there's no reduction in the USC to those in over 70,000? There's a reduction on the income up to 70,000. Everything over 70,000 is the same.
Yeah, you would benefit because, you know, your income up to 70,000 will come down. The amount of USC you have to pay will come down. So there will be a gain there. There's also changes in the tax credits. They're going up to 125. And there's a change as well in the amount of income that you can pay at the 20% level. That goes up to 44,000 for a single person, 53,000 for a couple, you know. That's about 2,000 euros higher. The tax changes are significant. I have to say that, you know, I mean, I'm disappointed with lots of aspects of the budget. But the tax changes are significant. Take somebody on 66,000, a family on 66,000, single earner. They're probably about 1,200 euros better off from the tax changes alone, Matt. That is significant, not to be sniffed at. So, there has been a big move on the tax side.
Well, there's lots of other things. I work in the private sector. I don't get any bonus at any part of the year. We haven't got a pay rise in 6 years either. There are many people in situations like that. As a public service employee, we never get the bonus. 1,500 euro would be so beneficial. Not everyone in the public service is on top wages, says Kira. And quite a few people, Charlie, taking issue with you going on about well-paid people in the public service. Lovely listener, any word on mortgage interest relief?
Yeah, that's going to be extended for another year, Matt. It essentially applies to people who are trackers. You could be very cynical and say, tiny numbers have taken it up. You know, even though, you know, there's about 130,000 people who are trackers, small numbers have taken them up. It applies to people with variable rates and those trapped with vulture funds, but it's worth up to 1,250. It's extended for another year. You claim it through revenue. It's easy enough to get. A lot of people don't know about it, unfortunately, and others are intimidated by revenue, don't want to go near them.
Marie says, I'm an expectant mother due a baby in December. Congratulations. Why is the baby boost payment only coming in from January? I have no other children, so I'm not getting the double child benefit. A lot of other decisions come into effect immediately. Why not this one?
Yeah, there's certain timings for they've actually moved forward a lot of these things, and they're happening earlier than they might usually happen. Normally, most of these things don't have any, they don't impact till January. They did actually move a lot of things to before, you know, before Christmas, to fueling speculation about an early election early in the next year. So, yeah, it's just unfortunate the timing of these things, I suppose. You know, they choose a date and that's it. We're stuck with it.
There are quite a lot of little add-ons, aren't there? So social welfare payments for people in certain categories. So you have new parents of newborns are going to get that bonus from January.
Yeah.
But there's a double child benefit for every child under the age of 18.
Yeah, that's
before Christmas.
Before Christmas, 280 per qualifying child. You probably get that before Christmas. Yeah, exactly, Matt. You know, that's you're right. What they call the baby booster for newborns. You know, that's €420 for new parents. Yeah, there's a lot of those kind of things. You know, and stuff, for example, with people with disabilities. This is important stuff. And a lot of people on to me today who with disabilities given out about that they didn't get a lot. But, you know, they're going to get a Christmas bonus. They're an extra €12 in their weekly payment. They get a €200 lump sum if they live alone. A €200 lump sum if they qualify for the fuel allowance, which they will, no doubt. You know, so there is some changes across the board. They are throwing money around, all right. There's no doubt about that. The minimum wage, as we mentioned earlier, goes up 80 cents. And there's a whole string of those one-off lump sum payments. The work and family payment, €400 lump sum there. I mean, that's important. This is people who work but they're living in poverty. A lot of people saying it costs a lot to go to work and we don't make a lot out of it if you're on low wages.
I'm reading this one exactly as it was sent in. Matt, when is the free HRT coming in, please, before I kill someone? Right? That's exactly how it came in, all right? When is the free HRT? Is that another one that's going to be from January onwards?
Oh, I'm not absolutely sure about that one, Matt. You know, I mean, there's been so many different things announced that I'm not across every little detail on it, I'm afraid. I just don't know on that one, sorry.
A listener says mortgage interest relief is very easy to apply for and definitely worth applying for. You just need your annual statement from your mortgage company. And somebody else who said, if you're already in receipt of the rent credit, does it just automatically get added on the extra 250? I would presume it would, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. They're backdated. They brought it up to €1,000 for this year and kind of backdated it for this year. That's quite an unusual measure. And then there's another 1,000 for next year. Again, Matt, small numbers applying for that. And you have to get the cooperation of your landlord, and they have to be registered with the Residential Tenancies Board. And, you know, and that's the problem here. A lot of people don't want to go near the landlord asking for those kind of details. They're afraid of their lives. Their rent will be hiked in a big way or they'll be turfed out. So, you know, the numbers taken up that one are very, very low. It is only going to cover about 2 weeks of your rent in Dublin as well. You know, that point has been made as well.
Okay, listeners are also telling me there's a few along these lines in relation to that bonus payment, that vouchers can be paid to company directors if they are on the company payroll. That's an interesting thing.
Right.
I didn't actually know that. The energy credits.
Yeah.
The energy credits aren't quite as they look, because there's a certain amount of on the one hand, on the other hand with this, isn't there?
There is. There are going to be two energy credits. We'll probably get one in November, December. It'll depend on your energy company because they will administer it. €125 before Christmas and another €125 after Christmas. It's €250 in total, Matt. Now, a big chunk of that is going to be eaten up by big increases in levies that came in from yesterday. They impact from yesterday. This is the annual public service obligation levy to subsidise wind farms. That's €40 over the years. That impacted from yesterday. And then there's a network charge increase on your electricity, €100. Now, Electric Ireland customers are going to have that absorbed for them, but others haven't said that. There's also, if you get town gas or domestic gas, 60, 65, I think it is, increase in the network charges there as well. So, you know, nearly €200 between all of those, if you have electricity and gas, are going to be taken up with levies that are going back to the state. So people are very annoyed about getting 250, which is well down on. It's €200 less than the credits we got last year. And a big chunk of it is going to be eaten up by these state levies, essentially.
Okay, I've just had it confirmed. It's January for the free HRT. RT. Another one here. We have no children. Why are we going to be discriminated against after we die? We're leaving our house to my nephew. He'll get 40 grand tax free in the house, but if he was our son, it would be 400 grand tax free.
Yeah, huge discrepancy there. Yeah, that is an issue. You know, there was a lot of clamour about the inheritance tax, capital acquisitions tax, CAT, give it its official name. And former Minister for Justice Alan Shatter organising meetings where he got large numbers of people to go to them in South Dublin, and he described it as a state-sponsored grave robbery, and he wanted to see it just abandoned altogether. But what they have done is increased the tax-free thresholds. So the amount that people can leave to various types, three different types of people. For example, the it's gone up to €400,000 for parents leaving property or gifts to a child. But, you know, where it's relations like an aunt or sister or grandfather, that goes from 32,500 to 40,000. So, you know, it's 10, that person is talking about that one. It's 10 times less than a parent can leave to a child. So if a sister or brother wants to leave something, or if somebody wants to leave the house to a nephew or a niece, they can only leave 40,000 tax-free. The rest would be taxed at 33%.
There could be a whole series of nephews and nieces, and the money could be spread around amongst them.
Well, they get 40,000 each without paying any tax.
But say if you had eight nephews and nieces, you could get to 320 before the tax kicks in.
Big families are do okay here. Look at if you have a couple of kids in a household, you'd need a very big house to be paying any tax if parents are leaving something to a child. There's a lot of hullabaloo about this one, but the threshold for leaving stuff to kids is actually pretty generous.
Come back to the cost of living issues, because as we've heard this week, inflation is practically down to zero. It's now 0.2% on an annualised basis. But people are getting in touch saying, well, that might be true, but a lot of the things that we actually have to buy are still going up in price. Health insurance, for example. PRSI actually has gone up by 0.1%. Yes. It's a small thing, but it actually adds in. There are loads of things that still mean that, okay, maybe the overall inflation is 0.2%, but a lot of people think that they're still struggling to pay ESB or gas bills or whatever. And then if they have health insurance, which half of the country has, those prices are going up dramatically. Lots of other things. Eating out seems to be more expensive. They're baffled by this idea that inflation is minimal and that they have enough money to be able to spend on day-to-day things.
Inflation might have come right down, but we've had 2 years of runaway prices, Matt, and we are living in one of the most expensive countries in Europe. One of the most expensive. Our standard VAT rate, 23%, is the eighth highest in Europe. We have some of the highest electricity costs, the highest diesel costs and the most tax on diesel, the highest alcohol costs in the European Union. And you're absolutely right, PRSI went up from yesterday, goes up from 4% for an employee to 4.1%. It's going to go up again, but it's another 10 percentage points next year. Health insurance, 98 Leia plans went up yesterday, 44 VHI plans, another four of the Irish Life plans, even though they've had two increases already. That could be up to €700 for a family. Petrol and diesel goes up next Wednesday because the carbon tax goes up. And that is at a time when crude oil is going up because of the conflict in the Middle East. Crude oil is going back up again. And if you smoke or you're into vapes, they were hit hard yesterday as well. So a lot of things going up. So, you know, nothing was done to deal with the structural issues about the cost of living in this country. It's all very well increasing our income. Income is not the problem. It's the actual expense, the premium we pay in this country compared to other countries.
And just to finish, you already mentioned it, but just repeat again, the extra charge on our electricity bills. There's a levy, what is it?
There's two levies. There's a higher network charge. There's €100 extra there on your electricity, €60 on your gas, and a public sector obligation, PSO, subsidy basically for wind farms, goes up by €40.
But here we go, right? We're having to all pay that €40 on our bills. There's a report out today by a group called Energy Cloud, which says more than 1.8 billion worth of excess Irish wind energy has been wasted over the last 7 years due to the electricity system being unable to accommodate it. We actually are producing electricity in this country that just gets, nothing is done with it, and it's just lost because our network is not able to take it all in. And at times the wind turbines get switched off.
We look at
what a waste. What an waste. Absolute waste.
We have a totally dysfunctional electricity system in this country. Nothing has been done to look at that.
Well, there's finally money going into our grid. But you know, another problem, people can give out. But when you talk about running new cables and new lines to increase it, you'll always find people putting in objections and saying, let's not do it here. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.